You know, one of the biggest problems of our generation, in my opinion, is how many abortions there are. You know, these are not just groups of cells. They're not fetuses. They're human beings created in God's image. And for many, many years, I have been pro-life and I try to do everything I can. And today, I'm going to have an interview with a very important man who is also very, very concerned about life. His name, Rabbi Martin Katz, and he is in charge of a ministry in Israel that's called Just One Life. And we're going to find out about his efforts and his successes in Israel in saving lives. You don't want to miss my conversation with Rabbi Katz. I'm Stephen Strang, and this is the Strang Report.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Stephen Strang, the founder of Charisma. This podcast is to encourage you to experience the power of the Holy Spirit and to discuss spiritual issues facing the church, our nation, and the world.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you, Rabbi, for taking time to be on my podcast today. I've heard so much about you from mutual friends, and I'm so impressed with what I've learned about your ministry. And you're one of the founders, and you're the one that works in it. So tell me and my viewers and listeners about this very important ministry, Just One Life.
First of all, it's indeed an honor, Steve, to be on your podcast and on your show. It's an honor to meet you. I've heard so much about you. We met many years ago. I think I told you I'm tied to Pastor John Hagee and Diana, and we were at a Christians United for Israel conference, and actually Ben Farrell was there. He brought us over, and we spoke a few minutes, and I said, one day we're going to somehow rendezvous.
And now we are.
Okay.
So you are working to save lives, and tell us about the success. You have saved lives in Israel, many, many thousands. Tell me how this happened.
33 years ago, there were two people reading an article in a newspaper. One is the chairman, Jack Forgish, and another rabbi. And it's the letter of the article in the Jerusalem Post spoke about the problem of termination in Israel. If there are 120,000 births, potentially 30,000 were terminated, which is like one a quarter. And they decided to do something about it, not yell or scream. They decided to retain the services of a lady by the name of Madeleine Gittleman, well-known social worker with all sorts of degrees and talents, to do some research. And pardon the pun, that's the birth of the project Just One Life, from the phrase in Talmud, in our oral law, the Jewish oral law, he that saves just one life has saved the world. And based on the research, they found that there's a tremendous amount of socioeconomic stress. Families that have stress, that need help financially, that need therapists, they just need a place to turn to, because poverty in Israel is quite rapid, and it has gotten more rapid. It's quite off the charts, as they say. So they set up this cause, and please interrupt me, Steve, if you have a question, this project, Just One Life, which goes as follows. Can we network to social workers? Can we network to doctors? Can we network to rabbis, rabbis' wives, psychologists, families that are considering to terminate for socioeconomic stress? Can they refer them to our team? Now it's King George, it was on a different street 32 years ago in 1989. And let's see how we can help these families. But I want to make sure it's clear. We help singles. We help any person in this situation who needs our help. We are not judge and jury. The results, as I talk to you, clients have come in with all issues in pregnancy. And I'm God's messenger, Steve. We saved 19,700 plus babies.
19,700. That is absolutely amazing. You know, these things are complicated. There are a lot of people. First of all, abortion happens only with an unwanted pregnancy. You know, many, many families want children. Some families can't have children, which is why adoption is so important. There are very, very few people on planet Earth that are so sick. They just want to terminate a life just to do it. A lot of times they don't feel like there's an option, or there's a lot of humiliation. Maybe if it's an embarrassment that it happened. I've heard people say that it's birth control of the last resort, or they maybe think that it's okay to do it. You know, they think that it's just a clump of cells. I've actually heard that. The problem now, at least in the United States, is there are some people that are advocating that abortion should be allowed up until the moment of birth. You know, and then it's just a matter of time until some people will want infanticide, which is killing of infants that can't take care of themselves. But, you know, infants rely on their, on adults, on their parents to say the safest place should be in a mother's womb. But for many, that is the unsafe place. And, you know, you mentioned that it's 25%, or at least back at the time, it was 25%. I've heard statistics that in some of the big cities is as much as 50% of pregnancies are terminated. And, you know, it's millions of people. It's not a problem just in the United States or in Israel. It's really a worldwide thing. But thankfully, things are beginning to change. In our country, Roe v. Wade was overturned, which gave it a constitutional right. And it was a made-up right. At least it's now gone back to the states, where states can have some say-so in how they deal with this kind of thing. I'm just kind of curious, because Israel is a different country. You have different laws. Of course, Israel is probably the most civilized country in the Middle East. It's a brilliant country. It's a wonderful country. A lot of technology, a lot of things are coming. How do people in Israel view unwanted pregnancies, in your opinion?
So, like many, there are a tremendous amount of those that are liberal. I don't have statistics. It's not hard to receive permission to terminate. There's a committee, but it's honestly, it's not hard. I can't give you, out of every 10 people, how many, is it two people, three people? I don't know. What I will say, which is quite interesting, we try to stay away from the political spectrum. Somebody who's considering to terminate, and I believe you're going to be impressed with this, we're never going to say, careful, you're murdering. Are you sure? You're doing something horrific. What we rather say is, and it's again based on referral, and we have professional therapists, how can we help you? What is the problem? What do you need? We can give you resources over the next 9 to 12 months, and a follow-up agency can take over. Believe it or not, we try to empower, raise the thinking of, forgive me, that expectant mother who's contemplating the situation, the unmentionable. So it's a formula of love, believe it or not. It's a real, you know, I keep saying, Steve, it's time for you to go, not just for me, for all you've done for the Jewish people. I would love to be there and walk with you as you hold babies. Okay. Everywhere people go and they read about us, you probably may have seen it in the material I sent, there's me holding this baby up in the air. I haven't lost my passion. Every baby saved is a baby saved. It's a life saved. It's a family. We work hard at it, but that's the uniqueness. as we're not, I would say, are we pro-life? Are we pro-choice? Probably more pro-chance. What's the problem? What can we do? We even let some of these mothers say, do you want our help? And they take it. And I'm going to give you another interesting phenomenon about Just One Life. We saved 19,700 plus babies. I'll talk about twins, triplets, and quadruplets in a few moments. Every mother has kept their baby. How's that, Steve? Every mother. Very often I'm asked, what about adoption? We try to keep, I'm not just using this as lip service, integrity. I'm not an adoption agency. If it ever came up, we would do what's legal and proper, send the expectant mother to the right agency so that it's handled legally, ethically, and properly. But we bat 1,000. Everyone keeps the baby. And everybody's happy with all the issues of poverty, with all the questions of what do I do? They are happy, and the babies are bubbly, and it gives me a lot of passion and a lot of happiness. That's really true.
That is an amazing statistic. And, you know, in our country, I'm just, as you're talking, I'm just saying we have so much to learn because this is such a loving, supportive approach. It isn't a matter that the mother is doing something bad. You know, as I said earlier, a lot of times they feel they have no option.
Correct.
They don't know. They're at the end of the rope. They're stressed out. And sometimes it's as simple as financial. There are other things too. This whole approach that you do with counseling and helping, and the fact that you are batting nobody bats 1,000%, but yet you have, and they stay in the family. You know, there are issues that come up with adoption.
For sure.
A lot of families are glad to adopt, but a lot of times there are problems, you know, down the road with adoptions. So much better if they can stay with the father and mother in their original home. So I just respect you so much. Tell us a little bit more about how people can find out about your ministry, connect with your ministry.
Pleasure.
Because, like I said, there's so much we can learn from you.
I'm not the genius who put the formula together. It was this Madeleine Gittleman and the team. She did. It took months of research to understand the problem. And we've expanded, by the way. We handle any pregnancy in crisis. If God forbid somebody's thinking of has a miscarriage, if somebody's ambivalent, there's a dysfunctional family, any high-risk pregnancy that is in Shaare Tzedek Hospital is sent to my office on King George. When I walk in with my wife to Shaare Tzedek, which we do often, I feel like, I don't want to sound like I'm so important. I can't even describe how I feel. They come running over, thank you, your office, etc. It just gives me a tremendous feeling at the end of the day. But let me tell you about, if you don't mind, and then I'll tell you how they could find out about us.
Go ahead, please.
One of two cases, one amazing case. 24 years ago, Steve Strang. A hospital in Israel, a very religious mother who has three or four children is expecting quadruplets. The doctors examine, go through the data, go through every piece of medical evidence. And the doctors, I don't remember the hospital, tell her, you know, Yael, you should abort two of them. And the other two will make it. She looks at the doctor. And I tell this over with passion because I get nervous telling it over because I lived it. She says, I have 1, 2, 3, or 4. What permutation? 1 in 3, 2 in 1, 2 in 4? How do I decide? I learned something from this case. Katz and Strang, we don't run the world. Somehow God worked it out. We were the conduits, and we wound up meeting this woman, the social worker, and we brought in two of the doctors, examined the records. Mr. Stephen Strang, we couldn't see why she should abort. She gave birth to quadruplets. One of my children, my daughter, when she spent a year of study in Israel, used to take care and help her and help her. The quadruplets, the bar mitzvah, yours truly got on an airplane a month before their bar mitzvah, and I came to give a bracha, a blessing. The word bracha, ladies and gentlemen, that's the Hebrew word for blessing. Mr. Stephen Strang, before I leave, will be getting a blessing from me because he deserves it for all he's done. Now, right before COVID, my wife Yaffa, I hope you'll meet her, we came to Israel. Why? One of them was getting married. The wedding was a small wedding, outdoors. Everybody's wearing masks. I think I may have sent some pictures. A year later, a baby's born. A year later, the baby's born, number two gets married. A year later, number two has a baby. Number three gets married. The year number three gets married and number two has the baby, the Katzes, Yaffa and Rabbi Marty Katz, take a trip. The woman, I sent it to Chris for a 45-second clip, thanks. She thanks me, but I'm only God's messenger. She literally thanks us for saving these four lives. It's an incredible story.
And not only their lives, but the children as well.
Correct.
And that is a great story. And, you know, we need to tell more of those stories to encourage people to get active in saving lives. You know, I believe, as I know you do, that God is the creator of life. The whole concept of the value of life going back to ancient times came from the Jewish people, the Hebrew scriptures. We know that pagans had no value for human life. And sadly, it seems like there's paganism again in Western culture where they put no value on human life.
Correct.
And I just appreciate so much what you do. And I have some material here, and it shows that you have Just One Life USA. What are you doing here in the USA?
In the USA, I raise money. Okay. In the USA, I meet people like Ben Farrell, John Hagee, Jewish people, Steve Strang. I let them know what I do. And every time we come up with about, if I'm allowed to say this, I hope it's okay. If not, please forgive me. Every time we come up with $1,800, $1,500, $2,000, we could save a life. It doesn't cost so much. It's a little different in Israel. And we don't give them the money right away. We work with them over time. Not so much me. That's really not my department or my expertise. We used to have an office on 48th Street and 5th Avenue, which we still maintain the address. I shared space, Steve, for the last 20 years with the Western Wall Heritage Foundation, which is the Wailing Wall. Everything that took place with the excavations and the archaeology from the Wailing Wall, my colleague was the director, raised money. And I used to hear all about the Wailing Wall, which I'm sure you visited. And God willing, when you go, you'll visit again. And yours truly will arrange a very special tour for you and your lovely wife and family.
Well, I look forward to that. And I have been there. And I have been to the digs that were at the, I guess, south end of the Temple Mount. And the first time I went to Israel was 1979, and it was a very small tour. We actually went down to the Sinai, but he had a contact with an archaeologist who took us into places. This was long before now it's open to the public to some extent. And I, as a 20-something, I had no idea of the significance of what I was seeing. It was absolutely amazing. And the history and everything that's happened in Jerusalem. In some ways, Jerusalem is the greatest city in the world, as far as I'm concerned. And to think that you're connected with that. So as we wrap up this short podcast, tell us your website, how people can get hold of you. We will also publish this and try to connect as many people as I can with Just One Life.
If you go to the website, which is simple, www.just, J-U-S-T, one spelled out, O-N-E, L-I-F-E, life.org. You'll have it all. The donate button, you'll see pictures. You'll see the famous picture, if I could hold it open. First of all, I don't know if it'll come on the screen. Here's a picture of triplets. You'll see that picture, but you'll see the identity of the rabbi. There I am holding the baby. That's my identity, Steve. Everywhere you go.
I have that picture right here, too. I have a printout of your website. Okay. It's so interesting. People really need to go there and see it. It's beautiful, beautiful.
And by the way, this mother of two, her husband ran out on her, and we saved her. We saved these babies. She was expecting. We were there. You go to the website. My number is there. I believe my cell number is there. Call me. The email address is really simple. info@justonelife.org. My passion, my life, twins, triplets, quadruplets. I meet people like Steve Strang. We're very close with John Hagee and Diana. I'm there every year. Ben Farrell, a couple of pastors. I need more pastors.
Those people I know, and over the years I've become very well connected with the pro-life movement over here. And thank God for what you're doing, saving lives. And you're absolutely right. Save one life and you save the world. That's a beautiful line from the Talmud. And thank you for reminding us of that. As we wrap up, I want to give you the last word and also the blessing that you mentioned.
Listen, I give you a special blessing, Mr. Steve Strang. You should have the koach. The word koach means strength. The strength to continually do all you do for humanity, not just for Just One Life, not just for the Holy Land, for what you do for humanity. Because I see in many ways, we realize we're not in charge. We are the messengers of the Holy One, of the Lord of God. That's my blessing. Strength to keep doing what you're doing. I close by saying, in the beginning it was difficult, but my children would say to you, Mr. Strang, if you know our father, you would know he always says, if you listen to what people always say, you can't go anywhere. So sometimes you have to just be focused and do what you have to do. And I have a feeling the reason Charisma is around is because Steve Strang, you decided, this is what I'm doing. I'm going to produce the periodical that will reach millions. I look forward to meeting you, giving a blessing in person, hugging you, and having a kosher meal with you. God bless
you. Well, thank you. I look forward to it too. And you're welcome to visit us anytime. And I'm just so glad we made this connection. So happy to find out about this very important ministry. And I hope that my listeners and viewers will share this with others and get involved. Each of us can do something. We can refer someone. We can encourage someone. We can make a donation. All of us can do something to save lives. So thank you for watching the Strang Report today. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Strang Report with Stephen Strang. Stay up to date with the latest episodes by subscribing on your favorite podcast app and at cpnshows.com. Get the latest reports delivered directly to your inbox by subscribing at strangreport.com.